This article is brought to you by the best-selling book site Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. IHP's apology after a go-go death, what went wrong? When grief becomes a mirror, what IHP's apology reveals about timing and authenticity. What happened? The day after the death of fellow Nollywood entertainer Agogo, actor Amicate Olatio, known widely as IHP, stepped forward with a public apology directed at colleagues, family members, and anyone else he may have wronged. The timing placed his act of contrition squarely inside a moment of collective grief across the Nigerian entertainment industry. Whether that timing helped or hurt him is the real story. The communication angle. Picture the scene. The entertainment world is processing a loss. Phones are buzzing with condolences. Social media is flooded with tributes. And then, cutting through all of it, one man says, "I am sorry." That is either one of the bravest communication moves you can make, or one of the most tone-deaf. The difference lies entirely in the execution. Here is my position: apologizing in the shadow of someone else's death is dangerous territory. Not because the apology is wrong, but because the context hijacks the message. When grief is in the room, everything gets filtered through emotion. Your apology stops being about accountability and starts being about optics. People ask, why now? Is this genuine? Or is this a man shaken by mortality into a rushed confession? IHP's apology, as broad and sweeping as it appears, suffers from the oldest problem in public communication: vagueness. Apologizing to colleagues, family members, and others he may have offended is not an apology. It is a safety net. Real apologies name the offence. They name the person wronged. They name what will change. Without those three elements, you have not apologised. You have performed remorse, and audiences, especially in the social media age, can smell the performance. That said, I will give him this: the courage to speak publicly matters. Silence after a community death is its own statement. By stepping forward, IHP at least signalled awareness and willingness. The instinct was right. The craft was wrong. The lesson sitting inside this moment is about timing and specificity working together. If a life event shakes you into accountability, do not broadcast a generic apology to the world. Instead, make the specific apologies privately first. Then if a public statement serves a genuine purpose, make it concrete and forward-looking. Tell people what you are committing to, not just what you regret. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on high-stakes apologies gives you a framework for structuring accountability statements that actually rebuild trust, rather than just performing it. The distinction between a strategic apology and a genuine one comes down to specificity, and that chapter walks you through the exact language that separates the two. The takeaway. Before you issue any apology, public or private, write down three things: the specific action you're apologizing for, the specific person or group harmed, and one concrete behavior you will change going forward. If you can't fill in all three blanks, you're not ready to apologize yet. Wait until you can. A complete apology delivered a week later lands harder than an incomplete one delivered immediately. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.